In the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said that the purpose of our life in this world is to recognize Krishna's mercy, receive it and reciprocate with it. But in general, neither do we recognize Krishna's mercy nor do we extend our arms to receive it or reciprocate with it. Rather, we become totally forgetful of Krishna in this world. It is said, Bhayam dvitiyat avinivesatasya ishat apetasya viparyayo asmritihi. Ishat apetasya. By turning our face away from Krishna, two things happen. Viparyayo asmriti. We identify with the body and we become forgetful. We instead of identifying ourselves as part and parcel of Krishna, we identify ourselves with the material body. And instead of remembering, loving and serving Krishna, we completely become forgetful of Him and become absorbed in the material world made up of three gunas. So these two bad propensities come in us. Viparyayo, asmriti. And this is actually the cause of all suffering. Then how can we turn back to Krishna and look at Him and become absorbed in ecstatic love and service to Him? That is only possible when we can recognize His mercy in this world. If we cannot recognize His mercy, then we remain dull even after coming to spiritual life. And we may just allow the things to keep moving on its own without making effort to progress in spiritual life ourselves. In fact, real progress in spiritual life means to recognize Krishna's mercy and receive it and reciprocate back with that mercy. It is not that Krishna's mercy only comes to pure devotees. It comes even for the neophyte also. Krishna says, Rasohamapsu Kaunteya, I am the taste of water. He says, Prabhasmi Shashi Suryayo, I am the light of the sun, I am the light of the moon. In this way Krishna says, I come in various forms in this world. But even for a neophyte or even for an atheist or a non-devotee, Krishna actually supplies sunlight, moonlight, rain, grain and everything. And to neglect Krishna and to become absorbed in bodily consciousness is the nature of the common people in this world. So, the world is designed in such a way that we will gradually be brought to the point of understanding Krishna is as our lovable master and a friend and supreme. And those who are fortunate to come to the path of devotional service, the path of bhakti will bring us to the path of surrender. And the surrender is sarvadharmān parityajya māmekam śaraṇam braja. Not only to see Krishna's mercy when we achieve success or when we achieve victory or when we have good health or when we see things going our way, but to also recognize Krishna's grace when we face failure, when we have bad health, when things don't go our way, when everything is falling apart, when a lot of trials and troubles come in our life, to see that also as Krishna's grace. Because those who can see this second type of grace which comes in their life and remain persistent in the path of devotional life, doing the devotional duties, praying to Krishna at every moment, clasping His lotus feet to their heart, and go on with the devotional service, those are the devotees who get ultimate mercy of Krishna in the form of going back home, back to Godhead and engaging in His service. So, yesterday devotees have been practicing this Pandava Nirjala Ekadashi all day, and you may be able to recognize and receive Krishna's mercy in the form of water very soon. So, in this way, physically, you recognize the importance of, you know, how badly we need this Rasohamapsu Kaunteya, this taste of water. When Krishna has been saying it millions of years, we never paid heed to that. Today we are realizing it. It is true. Krishna is actually taste of water. So this is one way to realize the taste of water as Krishna. Like this, there are various opportunities Krishna will provide us in our life, by which gradually we will see Krishna to be our everything. Like somebody catches our nose, we can realize without Krishna giving the air, we cannot survive, isn't it? So one day when we fast, we realize how important is the grains, which Krishna is saying that actually I am the provider of all the grains and fruits and tastes and everything. So the chanting of the holy name, if it is done recognizing Krishna's grace and reciprocating with His mercy, then the chanting of the holy name is very powerful. Like when you are very hungry and then given prasad, you are very grateful. Thank you. If somebody's stomach is already bloating, he's taking dakar. Now you give him prasad, he will say, what is the menu? He'll be asking. But when you are hungry, nobody cares about the menu. Whatever you have, bring it here. Isn't it? So Krishna's mercy comes in various ways. Our acharyas have arranged the various special festival days and fasting days and feasting days to bring us to the recognition of Krishna's mercy in our life. So let us stand the next half an hour desperately seeking Krishna's mercy. Harinam Prabhu ki.